I heard quite a few people, eyewitnesses, police, talk about how it's more than 1.5 years since the Bondi Junction Westfield attack and how people are going back to that as they reflect on this moment.
I think so. I think this has been very resonant of that, and I remember that as well in, you know, the WhatsApp groups lighting up, where are you safe, you know, is everyone okay? That reactivated again. All of a sudden, people from all over the world just wanted you to write back, yes, I'm fine, you know, just to know. And I do think this is a community that was traumatized by what happened at Bondi Junction, and for something of a different nature, I would argue, that's categorically different in its sort of intent and its background, but still just traumatic and just as frightening.
We know the Jewish community was targeted in this attack. What can you tell us about the reaction there?
The first confirmed victim of this terrorist attack, it was a rabbi, the assistant rabbi at the Chabad of Bondi. He was a father of five, Rabbi Eli Schlanger. And Gillian Siegel, who is the federal government's special envoy to combat anti-Semitism in Australia, she said the images emerging from the attack echo the horrors Australians hoped they would never see here. An attack on a peaceful Jewish celebration is an attack on our national character and our way of life. Australia must defend both. And Gillian Siegel said, as Australian Jews light our Hanukkah candles tonight, we do so with the heaviest of hearts.
Just finally, the New South Wales Police Commissioner spoke last night. He called for calm and said this isn't a time for retribution. Can you just give us a sense of where things might go over the coming hours and days in terms of the investigation?
I think we are still in the very early stages of this, and this will take a long time, and it will be too slow for some, I think, but it will be methodically investigated and understood. I think there will be questions about responses, and all of those things are legitimate questions to make about was this community kept sufficiently safe. But I do think just for the moment, it feels like this is a city and a community in shock. That's going to be the priority now. I think lots of people are finding friends and family and loved ones this morning to comfort each other and just seeking to reconcile what's happened and to try to come to terms with it. It feels like a place in shock at the moment.
Ben, thank you so much for your reporting on this and for talking to us today.
Thanks, Richard.